Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good. That is good.
Flying Monkeys Wargaming Podcast. Before gaming was easy, it would be your mom. This is episode 160. Bam here. And just a quick update on Patreon. If you're the Pooflinger level, the $1 or above, I'm giving away a Warhammer 40k blister. I think it's a Harlequin Solitaire. So you'll be in the drawing for that next Wednesday. The next level is the $5 Pooflinger, and I have a Space Marine action figure from McFarlane Toys that we're drawing for that. And I'm going to have a Tau Battle Force for the $15 and above tiers. So if you're not in those tiers, make sure you get in those tiers or be in those tiers. You got to stay at least for a month, and then I'll get the stuff out to you. But that's what I'm going to start doing. So we're going to start doing just monthly giveaways on the last episode of the month. And we are moving from Facebook to Twitch. For whatever reason, the videos kept getting flagged on Facebook. And in part of getting flagged, we were getting a lot of lag, freezing. People were tuning out because they couldn't track us for the episode. So thanks for being patient with us. Look for us on Twitch. I will post a link to the Facebook page on how to get to Twitch, and we'll at least pop in next Wednesday night to do a drawing for the Patreons and maybe talk a little bit of 40k. I think a few of the guys will be out, but I might be able to get someone else or get a stand-in or get Nate or Dino or somebody. We'll have some kind of show next Wednesday night. I have rambled way too long. Here's the episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for supporting, and I'll see you on the tabletop. We're live. Everybody can see and hear everybody. As I say, is okay. Did we get flagged? Oh, yeah, that's right. We did get flagged. Jesus. Yeah, someone flagged last week's video, so there'd be some hate and discontent out there. Yeah, possible. All right, we got some comments. Sam said pouring one out for the original Boba Fett. Hell yeah, that's a bad one, man. The original Boba Fett. Boba Fett. What I gotta fix? Oh, god damn it. Alright, hang on.
We need a new technical person on the podcast.
There you go. Talk, bitches. Talk.
Test.
Talk.
Alright, talk. Armon, you Space Wolves carpetbagger. Can you fucking hear these homies now? Yeah, there's a delay. Still gets his flag though.
Yeah, haven't heard anyone but Brian Hunter so far.
All right, Mike, hang on.
He's doing you a favor.
So what? There's Mark Hamill on the left, and then there's Harrison Ford. Is that like it? The only original people left?
Yep.
Oh, goddamn!
It's getting close.
Wait, I thought one of the robots was still up.
Oh, Anthony Daniels, I think. Still around.
That's C-3PO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure how I can't get the shit fucking full screen again. I'll get out of here, Charles. Ford's
probably the next one to die. He's pretty fucking old. It looks old, at least. I know Mark Hamill does, but Harrison Ford looks worse.
Yeah, but Harrison Ford is, you know... Swagger. He's like swagger incarnate.
And he's got that crystal skull, so he probably has eternal life.
Stop.
The movies aren't real. You know that, right, Duncan?
Yes, I do.
Did you see that?
That
dude?
One was, he that signed one was up, fucking trash.
He signed up for Indiana Jones 5. Did you see that?
Yeah. It's like Fast and Furious, man. After so many, nobody gives a shit anymore.
Yeah. That's not true. They're classics.
The Fast and Furious or Indiana Jones?
Both.
Ugh. I don't even know what happens in Fast and Furious after, like, the third or fourth one. I don't know.
It's the same thing.
Okay, there's a GIF going around that cracks me up. It's about Fast and Furious. And it's a cartoon of Vin Diesel just looking like Mean Muggin, and then he just drives a car into the moon and jumps out. And that's it's in every Fast and Furious movie ever.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
All right, David said he hears everybody.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right, that's the quickest technical difficulty solving we've done yet, so I'm down with it. So, what's up, fellas? What's everybody been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Eating our meat.
Working.
So, yeah, working. How's working up there going?
Sucks. I'm at a different restaurant, but, you know, it's work.
It is.
That is no work.
I've been up to much. Alex came over and went through my garage, two closets, and attic of shame. And we did not find what we were looking for. So
you were supposed to show me that when I was there last time.
But yeah, next time just do it. We ran out of time last time you were here.
Dude, I'll just bring a bunch of money. We'll just make this a thing. I'll bring a trailer.
Do it. Actually, yeah, Alex and I talked about that. Just having a day and inviting all the homies over and saying, just take whatever you can take and give me a couple bucks. And Sean Dilly, the sexiest thighs in 40K, is in the chat. So
he's probably rubbing his boner because he got his termites back.
We found some cool stuff, though. Alex and I going through that. I had some stuff I'd absolutely forgotten about.
Yeah, that's true.
And I could probably do about whatever army I want to if I tried hard enough.
God damn. That probably took you all fucking day to go through all that stuff.
No, it was cold, so it was cold, so we were pretty quick. And fucking Alex shows up in shorts like a savage. But that's all I've been up to. That and the shop and Christmas stuff, and that's it. Trying not to eat all fucking Laura's bacon cookies and all kinds of shit, so I'm trying not to eat that and be super fat.
Dude, it's brutal. This time of year sucks.
Clubbing seals.
I guess
I did club a seal
this week. I'm just, anyone else curious why Duncan cares? Because it's obvious he doesn't care about his looks.
Oh, shit.
You
take off that hat and be hatless like all the rest of these guys in here. We can talk, motherfucker.
You're just spitting fire back. I just drew first blood.
I got a hobby knife. I'll stab you. Apparently,
your shit's cutting out, bud.
Who is?
I think it's just the stream in general. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, yeah, it's the stream. It's like the whole
thing.
I want
you to go close all your tabs open that have porn on it.
The old man. He's got Brian Bart News and all his other
shit. Hey, Redemptor closing that. Quit. I was actually 3D printing stuff for Alex. Maybe closing that all out will help.
Anyone else get like one word every like 5 seconds there, or is it just me?
It's
everybody.
I was just trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I could hear you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, technical difficulties.
What are you modeling?
What's that?
What are you modeling?
I'm printing fucking Redemptors for Alex.
Your name, Dan?
Bam, gonna fix this. Bam, fix the stream yet? No.
Yeah, I threw fire at him and no response?
No response.
Say what?
Did we lose Bam?
No, I'm here.
Brian?
I'm here. Can you not hear me?
No,
just now.
Okay. I wasn't talking. I was trying to shut down everything that wasn't essential for this fucking janky-ass stream.
Yeah, it keeps interrupting, it looks like.
It sounds a lot better now. Like,
no, the stream itself keeps getting interrupted. Yeah, it's not us, it's not our end, it's the Facebook end.
Where's Duncan?
Dude, I ain't touching shit.
Dude, like, I've got the green dot with, like, the super fast signal. I'm thinking it might be Facebook, actually.
I'm getting too many flags.
Yeah.
We might hop onto Twitch. We have to watch our language on Twitch, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can't.
We're going to have to watch our language on Facebook, so this whole fucking time we're watching my mouth?
No, it's... I guess on Twitch now, their terms of service, you can't call people simps, cucks.
What?
Man, those are my two favorites.
That's like half our fucking vocabulary.
Virgins, incels, like, those are all no-nos on the Twitch now. So, like, if you fucking...
I suppose Ass Salmons, I mean, he got the yellow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the first live stream we did on the Facebook page, I think Alex dropped an F-bomb, and it wasn't the one that was fuck. So.
Show enough did.
Yeah, I know it was...
Show enough did. Well, you know, listen, if people don't want to get called cucks and simps, they shouldn't act like fucking cucks and simps. maybe they should take some fucking responsibility about their own lives.
Yeah, it's but feel free to simp Advanced Warfare and the Flying Monkeys Patreon. So I hear Ben gets topless if you subscribe high enough at a level.
Ooh, shit.
I do. It's true.
It's pretty fucking sexy.
Yeah, the OnlyFans is pretty lit.
All right, so tonight I guess Dan thinks there's some big shit in the 40K FAQ that came out today, and he's smirking already. So what do you think was hot and impressing from the 40K FAQ?
Nothing. Not Orc War Boss is fine. I don't give a shit.
Get the fuck out of here. That's the Scrape Podcasting, Dan. Good looking out. Way to fill that one in there.
All you Thousand Sun and Death Guard fans, rejoice. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. So they get the termite drills back in the Death Guard. You think they're gonna keep or lose the grenade gimmick in the new book?
I think that's gone.
Yeah. I think any of those kind of crazy combos like that, they're probably out. It's gonna be more subtle stuff.
What did Thousand Suns get?
All the forgeable stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have it. Death Guard and Thousand Suns didn't have access to shit other than like the Black Joe.
Yeah, I know. I know everyone was chomping at the bit for that Thousand Suns, whatever the fuck.
Now, does the Death Guard forgeable stuff get discussed in resilience, or is it just data sheet stuff? Nothing extra. Like the termite drill doesn't get the -1 damage, right?
Not yet.
That would suck. That'd be pretty tough if all that stuff got -1 damage.
I bet you they keep that stratagem.
Oh, to put it on vehicles and whatever else.
Yeah.
Spawn.
Ugh.
But I mean, it's not as crazy as you think. It's just fine.
Yeah.
That -1 damage on those. Okay.
It's good.
I bet it costs 2 CP, so we'll see.
Yeah, so Ben had an article talking about his one-man crusade to make Templars great again, and apparently they got their list wrong. What did they get wrong about your list?
Fixed it, but... So... They just got one lightning claw that was a Stardust Chainsword to my company veterans wrong on my updated list. And then just a couple of the little rules nuances that were in the original Templar, like Psychic Awakening, that transferred to the Index but got changed a little bit. So they still had the Psychic Awakening wording, which changed to the new wording. Like Neophytes getting reroll ones to hit if there's Initiates in the group. Used to be for if there were equal amount of Initiates and Neophytes that rerolled ones. Stuff like that. But some people tried to remake my list and said my points were over, and I just sent the picture of my battle scribe, and I sent the picture of it on Excel, and I'm like, you know, you guys are wrong. It's fine. I'm very careful about that after a certain incident.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I don't know. I think it's easy to do. And some people, if it happens once, you know, hey, no big fucking deal. They'll probably check in the future. But if you're that guy like Josh Dearth, who always had the You know, the free plasma gun or whatever. You know, those are the ones that you get really hinky about their list with, so.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah. So, Dan had mentioned talking about our 2021 hobby goals, or I guess 40K goals, and I have no clue what I want to do next fucking year. So, I guess we can, Dan, what do you think for yours? What are you down to try and conquer in 2021?
Xenos.
Xenos?
Yep.
So...
probably going to just focus on orcs, and if the Drukhari book doesn't suck ass, I've got them, so.
Yeah.
You could try to win the ITC in 2021. John Lennon might jump up you.
Shit. I'm going to miss probably more events next year just because I got another kid coming, so.
Yeah. You know how that happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it's probably focus on orcs, and then maybe Drukhari if they're good, and then probably play sisters, stuff like that. Nothing too crazy. I'm not planning on going nuts and getting any new armies or anything.
Yeah, I've been having fun playing the sisters. There's a lot of moving parts though. I'm not great at it yet, but they're a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know what I want to do for next year. I'll wait till everybody else gives their suggestions. Maybe go with mine. Duncan, what do you want to think for next year? What do you want to do?
I'd like to do a top 10 Lord Marshall. I was trying to scratch at it this year and didn't come through. So I'd like to do that this coming year.
Do you want to feel really bad here in a minute?
Sure.
Four of the five on this podcast tonight finished top 10 Lord Marshall last year.
Oh, so it was me, Alex, Ben, and Dan, right?
I don't Ooh. Think you were even in the top 20, were you?
Oh, that's fucked up. I got a trophy, though. I got Best Blood Angels. So
yeah, I think...
We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. So, I think Dan was sitting up top, and then Ben, then me, then Alex, and you were somewhere down towards the bottom.
Alex snuck in there right at the last minute because I gave him that last...
Is that what that was?
Halo. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly what I have.
I'd like to be top five Lord Marshall. I think since last year I said top 10, I'll do top five this year. I'm kind of falling behind so far. And I want to do it with not Space Marines or Space Wolves for the season. So I'm not sure which way I'm going to go with that.
We gonna take bets on how long it's gonna be till he's playing Space Wolves again?
Dude, I might.
I don't know.
I might do it around the shop for fun, but I don't think I'm gonna do it at tournament or competition level. I just I love my Space Wolves, but also I keep fucking playing at a handicap just because I love my Space Wolves. I am no Ben Sherwin in that regard.
Fair. Well, the list they have to be good to start with.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a big part.
They are. They're Space Marines, so they're all right.
There's Space Marines that don't get all the Space Marine stuff.
Yeah, this is true.
And, like, I think I would take, like, the... I'd take the Blood Angels, and they're...
The stream is still interrupting.
Dude, I don't know what else to do. Like, I've shut everything down. So if it's getting you that bad, I'm uploading the episode tomorrow so you can listen to it in iTunes. It's I'm not sure what's going on. I think it's a Facebook thing. Maybe we'll go to Twitch next week and go there. But I think that'll be the plan for next week, is just going to Twitch. So
cool.
If that helps anybody,
take away all my foul language.
We'll see what happens. Maybe we're getting like strikes and reports as a badge of honor on Twitch. So
we get kicked off.
Till we get kicked off the platform. And then we'll just go. I do think we can go live on YouTube as well. So
just go live on Parler. That's the place to be.
Really?
Being sarcastic. Okay.
I had, like, all my super conservative friends were like, fuck Facebook, I'm going to Parler. And I'm like, have fun talking to each other, bro.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I YouTube is pretty popular for streaming now.
Yeah, I might. Maybe we'll try YouTube next week and see what happens. So,
pretty sure you don't have to watch your language as long as you mark your stream as vulgar beforehand.
Yeah, yep. we can definitely do that. So I got Duncan in top 10 for Lord Marshall. I got Dan with dominating Xenos.
Whoa! I mean, I'm also just gonna keep my throne. So
okay, keep his throne. Let's hit on.
It's gonna be awesome when you're trying to do that and get to go to one event the entire year.
Oh, well, maybe me and Ben will just be nice. And we'll just take turns. You know. So Ben can have it this year, then I'll take it next. You know, the following season.
I mean, I'm gonna crusade this whole season, baby. As long as I stay good.
Oh yeah. So no, I'm be first again.
Can't have that.
He walked into that one.
Oh, it's all good. I actually think.
What's up?
Go ahead.
With your non-important thing. Alex is here for an entire year, so unless something else happens.
It's true. I think I am cooking with fire right now, so.
What are you going to play?
It's still Blood Angels right now. We'll see what the Jukari look like.
Yeah.
I mean, I changed my list up a bunch, and it's pretty much every game I've played with it so far has been a turn two concede or tabling, so.
When you're playing, like, for you or against you?
Like, I am doing that to people.
Oh, okay.
I would not be playing that list if that was happening to me.
Alex did turn two concede against me, though.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens Wednesday.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Alex,
what about this Sunday, though? You guys might play each other.
We're just playing RTT, so. We'll see. It might happen to RTT. If Alex and I duke it out on the top table, that's cool.
That's true. It might end up at the RTT, too.
I was going to play Alex this week, but a seal challenged me, so I had to defend my honor against the seal, and Alex
allowed. You made him quit Space Marines.
Yeah. That is bad. I played last night, and then today he posted his army for trade or sell on the on the Witchstone groups. I think he was looking at getting into another army anyway, so we got to give him some credit there.
Fellow.
All right.
So Ben,
what are you going to do this year?
I'm going to go to Alex. We're going to say Ben for last.
Oh, Alex? Okay.
Yeah. Alex, what do you got for 2021?
I'm done with the top five thing. You know, I did the top 10, so we can do Mo Better.
Are you going to write it out with Blood Angels, or what are you thinking?
I'm going to write it out with the army that's going to fucking win me games.
There you go. All right.
So he's getting off that train at the next stop.
Is that?
We'll see. If there is a stop. I mean, who knows?
I don't think Blood Angels are sitting in a bad spot as some other space marines are. So.
They're flat.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with them still.
Yeah, they're fine.
Duncan, you can shut the fuck up because you're not playing real 40K.
Yeah, whatever. You all say all that shit. It's still practice, at least.
Duncan, like, there's, like, watching Pornhub, and then there's, like, really getting laid, and, like, you're doing the Pornhub version of 40K.
Hey, man, it's still something. It's better than not jerking off at all, right?
I'm not going to even acknowledge that.
I learned that in shooting, Secondary Guard get a +1 to hit, and when they got Melta guns, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Duncan caught up to 2018 yesterday.
So. They re-rolled their hits. In 2018.
He has a habit of doing that. Like, hey guys, have you seen this shit? It's like, yeah, that was cool two years ago. Bullshit.
You didn't know that they got a +1 to hit.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was playing Blood Angels for you, fool. So.
1994.
No, I think I played them a little bit 2018, 2019 when I had that AdMech/Blood Angels list. Yeah. Dan's comment in the fucking chat. Facebook hashtags. No, I know how to internet, you little bitch. So.
You might as well just close the stream down because nobody's watching anyway.
Yeah, or try to do. Fuck. I don't know, man. I could
cancel it. Everyone already left. So.
Stop. There's a few people in there hanging in there with us.
Not really.
Dan, no. Shut the
fuck up. Kick them off.
Somebody just messaged me. Big 40K is trying to shut y'all down. Big Warhammer hacked the
big
stream.
40K. That's it. We're the Alex Jones of 40K.
So turn the frogs gay.
Turn the frogs gay. So, Ben, what do you got planned for 2021, man?
I'm going to win the IGC.
Ooh! Here's my dick. I just fucking slapped it on the table.
That's why I saved Ben for last. I knew he was going to put that big dick energy out there. I think Dan would, but Dan's probably done with the ITC after the Brohammer shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. I don't really... I mean, it's just going to keep getting worse, in my opinion, so...
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. I think it is just going to keep getting worse.
It's, yeah. So... But, you know, there's rumors that, you know, just kind of like to appoint Lord Marshall, but, you know, I've been hearing things that maybe GW or other people are going to be getting to the tournament circuit game.
Well,
so.
Brant did post some job openings for, like, event coordinators and the like.
God, that would be a fucking terrible job. Every day, having to coordinate 40K, that's herding cats. That would, I don't know. That'd
well,
be tough.
It looked like there was an assistant position and then like an event coordinator position. So the both of them probably, I mean, there's probably a team of people that will be with that. And it's not, I mean, they've done it before. They used to run the Ard Boys. They used to do all the, you know, the regional GTs, like big tournament. I can't remember what the big one up in Chicago was called.
Games Day.
But you know, it's not the first time GT was in the or Games Workshop was in the running tournament business, and you know, stores still ran their shit. People still ran their shit.
Well, you know, and I will say this, and this is something I've mentioned before, is. I know it's, and I can't quite remember how it was back at the old GTs for Games Workshop because that was like 15 years ago. But, you know, I would, in ITC kind of has it, but I think the game, like, back in the day, going to a GT, you know, I remember the first bugger we went to, you know, it was best overall was the prize. Like, having a decent, you know, and you didn't have to have a good painted army, you just had to do the stuff to check the boxes. So, you know, having a good painted army, sportsmanship, I'm a little iffy on because I like to have some of the tournaments did it. You know, it was a base score. And if you were really good or really a bad opponent, then you had to go talk to a judge and get it adjusted. But, you know, the goal was best overall. And so maybe another circuit will push that rather than just, you know, first place and battle points.
Hey, guys, you know. I'm gonna go ahead and kill the stream. And we're going to upload the episode tomorrow to get the rest of it. So if you are listening, thanks for listening with us. This thing keeps blanking out, dying, whatever. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But we'll come back next week either on Twitch or YouTube. We'll have an executive committee and figure out what we're going to do. But catch the rest of the episode this week tomorrow. And we'll put it up on the usual sources. You can listen there. So thanks for coming tonight, guys.
Fucking Brohammer.
Alright, I ended it, guys, so we'll go ahead and finish out the episode like we normally do. I don't know, man. I, you know, Lord Marshall, I think, is taking some steps in that direction, Dan, because we're doing the, you know, the Rin Man.
I mean, which... I will say we're taking steps in the direction. To be totally honest with you, I still do not really understand how the paint judging has been working for Lord Marshall.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So... I mean,
happy to know I wrote this year's rubric.
Did
for
you?
Paint judging?
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm probably biased because I helped a little bit years
hey
ago.
Hey, Dan, does that make Ben Lord Marshall Illuminati too?
Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Ben, welcome to the Lord Marshall Illuminati.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I think it'd be good. And my... Like I said, I'm probably biased, but the way Bug Eater does it, I think, is actually the best. But
so how does Bug Eater do it, and why do you like it?
It's the least... I'm going to get this wrong. The least amount of... It's kind of yes or no's for the most part. But it's like, you know, it was like if you meet the minimum painting, you get 15 points. And then there's a section for basing, and it's like, do you have, like... the bare minimum of basing, and it gives an example, and you get 1 point. If you have, like,
two types of things on your bases, you get 2 points. If you have, you know, put a lot of effort into your bases and you go to the, you know take it to the having like three things on your bases or more or whatever, then you get 4 points. And then it goes down and does, you know, shading and highlighting. You know, are these, you know, seamless or are they, you know, can you see it, the transitions like that? And it just kind of, you mark down one per thing. You know, did they do the eyes? But, you know, do they have unit markings? Like all those little things, yes or no. So it's pretty cut and dry. And there's like a little section at the end for bonus points. But, you know, going into a GT, it's like, okay, hey, I can look at my army, and if you're honest about it, you should know roughly what you're going to get for a paint score. So that gives you the ability to, I would say, plan and work towards a goal, you know, and see your reward. Where other, like some of the other GTs have been to, you know, and granted, this year has not been a good painting year for me. I'm not going to lie about it, but like, you know. Sometimes you go to the GT. Well, we'll use Nathan Martin as the example from last year's Show Me Showdown.
Four.
You know, four. Yeah, four.
Four.
Yeah, that one, like that. I mean, no hate on him. I'm sure it's just weird. They had the,
he
whatever,
didn't. But, he had people judging it, kind of letting
yeah.
you know. That's really.
But it's kind of, it's one of those where it's like Roots Army was like three color men with rubber bands and some other stuff, and he got a 10. And I had, you know, multiple basings.
You know what's funny? You know, it's me and a buddy, three-colored Roots Army.
Yeah.
Like, three-colored. Oh. And got a 10.
So, but, like, I don't remember what... I can't remember what the painting was ahead of time. But, you know, you're kind of getting your army painted up and putting all the effort in. And then you show up and, you know, you get a low painting score for... And you don't really know why and blah, blah, blah. Which is part... Which probably has helped... the tournament scene get away from hobby scores because, you know, you're kind of walking in blind. So maybe if GW was to get back in the game, I kind of hope that would be a thing again.
Yeah. It definitely would be because they're all about the hobby.
Yeah, I used to enjoy, you know, you'd have best general, which was the win-loss, and then you'd have best overall, which was usually a combination of the two. And when I was playing fantasy, I really enjoyed that. You know, if you had this... It encouraged you to put time and consideration in your models as you put them on the table.
Yeah, and like I would, you know, right there, like I'm not the best painter, but I would go that extra effort back in the day, and I would do a display board.
Yeah,
you know, to help bring my paint score up because, like, you know, I'm not the best painter in the world. I can paint okay, but you know, when you know that, you can go that little extra step and try to, you know, make the game look better.
How do you think that'll affect the competitive scene overall, though, if they do? Do you think, I don't know, do you think the guys that just, you know, are there to crush souls and just dominate the wins, do you think it'll affect how they come to tournaments or how they show up for tournaments? Or?
Yeah, I think it would definitely, go ahead, Alex.
I disagree, because what I think it will do is it will make commission painters get a whole lot more work real quick.
Yeah, but... You know, you won't. I was gonna say you won't be able to jump factions as much because
that's probably true. Yeah,
which isn't a bad thing either. But I think it'd be good for the game, to be honest.
Yeah, and I still think sometimes about like Ben told me once, and I can't remember exactly how Ben worded it. You know, something about spending a lot of time and hobby on getting an army together, and then have somebody shit on it with hobby scores. And then just being like, fuck it. Why am I even to bother anymore if I'm just going to get these shit hobby scores? You know, and like, I walked away from Show Me Showdown kind of with the same experience because, you know, my army, I didn't have a display board, but in general, the army was a pretty good looking army. And like, I got a fucking 4. You know, and like, in my mind, I was just like, fuck this. Why even bother? I might as well just 3-color if all they're going to do is toss some random score on my shit and walk away. So how do you keep that integrity, I guess? How do you, it's a good, I like hearing that Ben wrote the rubric, you know, that Ben's going to be part of our rubric for Lord Marshall, but as far as ITC is concerned, who's keeping track of the hobby track? You know, like, how is that, you know, consistent across? Because some guy could game it in their region and walk away with it. So how do you
get that consistent for everybody? I think,
I don't think the ITC and this conversation go together. I mean, they have the hobby track, but it's so... It's there, it exists, but it's so irrelevant to the other, to the main track. I don't think it's ever going to... it's never going to gain the traction.
That makes sense.
That's why I think it would take, you know, GW coming in and starting their own circuit and having that be the path to victory is the only way it would change. So, and I think the big key thing too is to get a good hobby score, you don't have to have a, you know, you just have to put a little effort in. Like, I don't expect people to show up with golden demon armies to get a max hobby score.
Yeah.
So,
well, but you should be able to, you know, like hobbying in a lot of instances, in my opinion, is a process. It's not necessarily a, you know, a level of talent. You know, you can have talented painters. You can have guys, you know, that every time they show up, they're going to do great shit. But, like, you should be able to put a rubric out there that if a guy made the effort and did these steps, that he should be able to get the maximum score. What happened, yep. Ben? What's going on? Are you getting abused?
No. Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Well, what I was going to say, too, is, like, at Bug Eater.
I'm going to show the world you. Jesus Christ. My daughter just comes up, and she has a Braveheart strip across her face of makeup.
Okay.
And just smiling at him.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey.
She put the...
I was going to say, the way it works there is you want to say you maxed out at 35 points. You could actually score over 35 points. And that's kind of what they use to, like, pick the, to put the art, like, to choose their best painted army was the people who were at above 35 points, you know? So there was the max points for score wise. And then there was another, like, everybody who scored above that, the points didn't count for your rankings and everything, but they use that to kind of determine, okay, here's these guys are all above this threshold. These are the ones we're going to look at for best painted.
Okay. So,
but then that way it you know, an average painter puts the effort in, they can get their score. And then it still leaves the best painted award and all that stuff for those guys. But.
So you didn't give any hobby scores. You just gave some, I'm going to dominate the Lord Marshall and ITC goals.
Well,
do you have any hobby goals?
Oh, I'm trying to get everything as much as I can painted in the next, you know, 5 months, but just because I won't be able to paint after that. Okay. But it's, until things change, like with Lord Marshall and ITC, I mean, I'm not gonna like lose sleep trying to get my army painted. So
that's fair.
Yep, just my little rant.
Okay, it's good stuff. So Alex, what do you think about the hobby stuff? As you contrast paint, Blood Angels.
Yeah, hell yeah. Contrast is the future.
Okay.
No, I agree with Dan pretty much on everything he said. I think that it will take GW stepping in. I think that it's not necessarily a bad thing for the hobby. It could improve things overall. So, I mean, I like playing painted stuff. I just fucking hate painting.
Well, and you came from the Age of Fantasy where I did too, you know, where hobby was part of that. I think Dan used to be a fantasy player too, weren't you?
He did, yeah. That's when me and Dan first met, actually.
You know, fantasy, for those who don't know, back in the day, you know, like that was where the hobby was at. Like a lot of guys, you know, had these beautiful armies, and like you didn't show up at a tournament expecting to like just solely rely on your win-loss. Like you knew you had to have some decent-looking shit when you showed up if you wanted to get best overall.
Have you been to Adepticon, Bam?
Long time ago, but yeah.
Has anyone been recent years, Alex?
I went to the last one.
So do you? Maybe this is just me, but I feel like you'd walk around like the 40K hall, like the 40K section, and there's a few armies like, you know, kind of on display boards and stuff like that. But you walked through AOS, and man, it felt like every motherfucker was using a display board and like
it
just
is.
That's
how it's been. The last couple of monkeys, it was that way until this most recent one.
That's what I was talking
this,
about.
This year, Age of Sigmar shit the bed on hobby.
Fucking. But usually, it is the Age of Sigmar / fantasy players, man, that were always putting out the best product. Because 40K players, they never gave a shit.
No.
Like,
I remember like fifth edition 40K. No one fucking cared.
Yeah.
Like, no one. Barely anyone was even playing those editions compared to Fantasy. Fantasy was super popular back then.
But it was always fun to walk around, like at Adepticon, walk around the. Especially last year when it was really picking up. Like, AOS was almost as big as 40K.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Gorgeous armies there.
Yeah. Yep. What do you think, Ben? What's your input on this?
You're muted, Ben.
You're muted, bud.
You're still muted.
My bad. There was some wild ass shit going on in my house.
You still, hey, dude. We need pictures of the Braveheart now or later, man.
I'm pretty sure the wife just got home, and told her to take it off. So.
Okay. Freedom.
I mean, yeah, I literally volunteered to do the rubric because of that. You know, the idea behind it is that any idiot can pick this up and score an army, and it's the same all around. Because I legitimately put a picture of what it's supposed to look like for every category.
Good.
Oh, you did?
Fucking yes. Really good.
Okay. That'll make that a lot easier. Because when we tried to do that for Monkey this year, remember, it was cool and all. It was highly subjective. And the range of scores for armies was just, it was too vast. I mean, it was bad in some cases. Right. So, yeah, that's good that we got examples, and it's more check the boxy than a subjective scale like it was before.
For sure.
It's good. I look forward to that then, if it's standardized and streamlined. So.
Yeah, we fell down the hobby rabbit hole today, man. That's unusual.
It's all right.
It's fine.
It's because no one's got games to talk about, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I guess I had League Night. I got challenged by a guy playing Raven Guard and put one on him.
Not much to say past that.
Yeah, and then today he put his army for trade up on the local group, so...
I mean, I can always talk about my TTS games if you guys wanted to hear.
No, you can talk about your pretend Warhammer later.
Alright.
I did one game with Sisters against Harlequins. So I tried just a pure Sisters army. And I didn't do any extra sister or anything like that, but I ran 6 mortifiers and 4 Penitent engines, and they're pretty trolly. And then with Max Repentia as well, so it's a good time. It's a good time. I had one single Retributor. I don't remember what I got attacked with, but one of them lived, and I auto advanced it into the contesting range of the objective. And that one single Retributor. And then next turn, he charged with a Solitaire. And I still had the Cherubs left on that Retributor with the Multi-Melta. So shot 6 shots in Overwatch, hit the Solitaire, wounded the... Or maybe it was a Troop Master, but anyway, hit with a 6. And then I wounded him, and he failed his Invul and just auto-killed him on Overwatch. So that one Retributor with Miracle Dice was just big dicking on him.
Nice. Dude, Dan, your advice on the Bloody Rose stuff on the money, man.
Now you... Run them with Triumph.
Hit on
threes.
I've been running 2 fatty units of 9 and just strategic reserving them. And they pretty much wreck face when they show up. It's been dope.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah. So, they're not going to like Death Guard.
Yeah, probably not. What's that been?
They're like super inexpensive for what they do damage-wise.
Yeah.
Wait. We can't talk about Repentia on the podcast. We don't want people to know.
Oh, is that it? So,
Dude, Sisters are still... me and Ben were talking about this week. Sisters, just because they were just about ready to get rolling and COVID hit, and I just... I still think people don't really appreciate some of their tricks.
I'll agree.
Oh, yeah. Definitely agree with that.
No one plays the army, right? They're not out there.
No, and they're picking up steam a little bit.
Yeah.
So, somebody I think in Australia, they said won a 4-round GT. I'm not sure what it was or something, but they was just a Sister Horde spam type list, it looked like. So that seems annoying as fuck to play against.
Yeah, they're so fucking cheap. Yeah. And then what is it? Not Martyred Lady, Valor's Heart or whatever.
Yep.
Ignore Valor's AP. You know, 6 up, feel no pain, pretty dope. So
annoying.
It's real annoying, so but That's what I've been up to. Then Alex, Duncan, you're going Sunday, aren't you?
I am. Yep. All right. I'll be there.
Ben, what's your next tournament?
Yours.
Yours? Dope. Are you staying here? Okay, well, you can stay here if you want to. I told Ruth the same thing, if he can get the days off of work.
Is he coming?
He might. He signed up, so.
Yeah. Wow. He signed up for everything this year, though. But
I'll make sure he comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have zero control over it and have no say, but I'll make sure he comes.
I told Ruth if he gets to town, he'd stay at my house, so. I planned on Ben staying here, and we got two bedrooms that we can use, so. Ben, you got a room here, bro.
Yeah, I'll bring some food to cook.
And this time you can go through the rooms and attic and garage of shame. So,
it's pretty shameful.
It's yeah. Alex has been through it. Alex can say he's had the experience. So,
sure enough.
Yeah. All right, guys. We might just close her out there and let everybody. I'll be back next week. Real quick before we go. So, for those that are on the Patreon. If you're on the $1 level, the Pooflinger, I've got a giveaway for you guys. This is Christmas. We'll do a Harlequin Solitaire for them. If you're the $5 and above level, I've got the McFarlane Ultramarines Space Marine. I'm going to give one of that to one of you guys. And if you're any of the bigger tiers, the Flying Aces, I've got a Battle Force that I'm giving away for you guys. So I'll do that drawing next week. I know Thursday is Christmas Eve, so we won't be back next Thursday. But we will do it probably Wednesday night just by random draw. I'm going to put all the names. Or I might just have somebody roll for it on a random generator. But we'll figure out a way to do the giveaways. We'll do it live next Wednesday. And maybe Twitch, because fuck Facebook, apparently. So... Let's, anyone got anything closing? Go see Dan at Advanced Warfare. He just put up an episode with him and Dan, for orcs.
It's fine.
Whose dog was that?
That was
mine again.
That was Ben.
Yeah. Dan, did you just get in trouble?
No.
You said Dan twice.
Oh, did I?
You said go see Dan at Advanced Warfare.
Listen, I had three fingers of scotch, so fuck off. But
it's your excuse.
I thought you were gonna say three fingers somewhere else, but you know, we're good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Exactly what I was thinking too.
I might put him in Duncan on Sunday.
Hey,
you can stop if you want to.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Duncan better strap in to get his fucking last month's army wrecked.
Are you still playing that bullshit?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you are. Look, what, you got a bunch of dudes with fucking Meltaguns now. That's all that's changed, right?
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, I know what you got.
Alright. Ben, any closing thoughts, man?
Woo! Let's get some Warhammer going, because I'm going crazy!
What's your name? Yeah, well, I'll see you at the end of next month, I guess, man, so...
Yeah.
I think they're curious, saying that might be moving that Free State GT up a month.
So. He messaged me and said they did move it up a month. So
yeah, because they had it on Easter. So I it's funny. I was talking to my wife like last night or the night before. I was like, yeah, these are the events I'm looking at going to next year. And I told her that one. She's like, that's on Easter. You're not going. Yeah. Like,
damn.
She was like, tell him. He's like, he's probably gonna get in trouble too. So he probably needs to change it. And I told Carrie, I was like, did you know this is on Easter? He was like, nope.
Like, oh shit!
Well, we went to a War Machine event a couple like years and years ago. It was on Mother's Day weekend, and like we showed up, and it was funny because you know probably a third of the people didn't show. It was like, oh, I didn't realize it was Mother's Day. Yeah. So
we had Monkey on Labor Day one weekend, or Troy did, not us, but
yeah, that was.
Everybody's like, nope, going out of town with my family. See you guys next year. It's like, yeah, that's cool. We're not doing that again.
Yep.
Yeah. Did not work out very well.
All right, guys. Good episode. Sorry for the technical
difficulties. I got one announcement.
What?
I'm adding a monkey to the team.
That's awesome, dude. Congrats on another boy.
Having a boy. I was pretty excited. I thought for sure I was having a girl, but turns out I got a little dick. No hairline toy coming.
Hey, it's 2020. Anything's possible still.
That's right. No, I saw his balls and wieners, so I was happy.
That little boy could grow up in Bruce Jenner yet, though.
Do I need to repeat myself?
Game over, man. It's game over.